The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Dancing.
Back in my prime, like, I'm mixing up, I'm dancing on the dance floor. You hear Michael Jackson, you know, play a little Beat It. I'm sliding all over there. I'm looking like could be on solid gold.
Boone Jenner.
Like Nolan Ryan, I grabbed. Who did he grab? Was it Boone Jenner? Just came up business? Not Boone Jenner.
Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura, yeah, Boone Jenner. I don't think
he was Boone Jenner was playing for the Blue Jackets, not the White Sox. But
he was that good.
Speaking.
Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speech.
The Willie Nylander Award nominees.
Three pretty good ones this week, boys. This might be our best threesome we've ever had.
It's time for Struds On.
Oh, man, I always worry. I know what we're due. We're due for a new intro. That's a good one, Connor. I love the music, too, buddy. I love the music. So just the playoffs. So, you know, today kind of seeing the Oilers and talking, you know, hear them talk about how they're feeling and all that stuff. It isn't a special time of year. Now, I don't want to make it sound like I was Claude Lemieux and had a lot of success in the playoffs, but I did get into a couple, rounds, and it was pretty fun. And I just remember how excited, you know, you were to play. When the first time that we made it in Vancouver, it was so hard. Like I arrived there, we weren't very good. It took 2 or 3 years, I think, to get into the playoffs. And when we finally did, we were so excited. And I think we ran into Colorado, which was a pretty good team to run into. We didn't get by them, but just the excitement of the players, the media, the fans, the other team, like it was so, such a whole nother level. With the Rangers, when I made it there, they'd have these streamers, these red, white, and blue streamers all around MSG. And it was just like we didn't skate there in the morning. So you arrived just for the game and seeing this around the game and the fans are jacked up. You know, they had their nicest jeans on. Like you were so fired up to just get out there and play. And, you know, it's a very normal progression, but it's one that's going to be a whole nother jump for guys like McLeod and Bear. And these guys haven't really seen the playoffs. It's a whole nother level of progression. You see those games. If you watch any of the games that have been played, it makes the regular season look like they're going half speed. So, you know, tomorrow's going to be it's going to be exciting. We're all fired up to see the Oilers come out and do what they can do. But just remember, it's a whole nother level up, and it might take some of the guys a period to kind of get, you know, into half a game to get into their comfort zone. But luckily they have the guys in place that I think they can weather the storm a little bit. And maybe that's why he's not going to Caleb Jones. But the playoffs are so special. And it is going to be, as a player, it's different. And I remember a couple of times I played where I was almost unplayable for myself. I'm like, why are you putting me out there? Like, everyone's so fast out there. Like, guys are flying, and guys you didn't think could get faster, like Forsberg or Sakic, are all of a sudden going faster. You're like, well, where was this all year? And that's what you're going to find tomorrow. So look forward to it, but the playoffs, Greggs and Connor, are completely different. Completely different level of speed and intensity. And I think for some of the guys in Oilers, it'll be a surprise.
Well, you know, Ethan Bear played, four games last year in the bubble, his first time. But Puljujarvi, this will be his first kick at the cat. Dominic Cahoon, first playoff games. Ryan McLeod, first playoff games. And yeah, it's a high intensity, no question about it. And you know, some guys are made for it. They step in and they're just comfortable with it. And you know, we had Ryan McLeod on earlier, Struds, and you know, he's kind of insulated with two big veterans. Like James Neal has been a consistent playoff performer in his career. Like you go back outside of the 1 year in Calgary, which obviously that was just the 1 year of his career that's an outlier. If you look at it, it's the 1 year where he just didn't produce. Every other year, James Neal produced in the regular season, produced in the postseason. And now that he's gotten back, his conditioning is a lot better. I expect James Neal to be a guy that contributes in your bottom six, no question. And Ryan McLeod, you know, him and Cassian, like Zach Cassian's got to be engaged. If Zach Cassian can play, remember when he came back from his broken finger hand from the fight? And in his first game, he scored a goal. His next game, he had an assist. He had some big hits. He was engaged. If Cassian does that, he's an impact player on your team. But if Zach Cassian feels his way into game, Struddy, I don't think he'll stay in the lineup very long. I think Dave Tippett would move Archibald back to the right side and bring Devin Shore in. Or maybe even Tyler Ennis, probably Shore first, but I could see that happening. I could easily, like Zach Cassian, hey, you're coming off injury. He can't feel his way into the games like he did last year. He just can't do it.
Oh, 100%. And No one's guaranteeing anything, and I don't think in that bottom six. You know, like, they need to, guys, they're looking for people that are productive in that bottom six, productive with energy and getting on the forecheck, being physical. So if you're not delivering, this isn't a time, it's no popularity contest. And Tippett's not going to do it because he doesn't like Zach Kessler, he doesn't like player X, Y, or Z. He's trying to get the most out of that group. And that goes the same for the guys in the top six now, obviously, a little different for some of them. But like a guy like Cahoon, you know, if he's not going, if he's not jumping, creating, he's not going to be on that spot. So, you know, I think, you know, last year in that play-in, Greggs, as I remember it, it wasn't a very intense series. So no. I don't know that that's a really, like for Bear and those guys, like, yeah, it's playoffs, you know, it is win or go home, but I don't know if it's really, you know, it's a real indicator. Like, if you look at some of these games we're seeing, especially, you know, down, well, I've only seen them down south, but like that Colorado St. Louis series last night, even the Florida one, what did Craig Button call it? The Gator series or whatever. Like, that is just some angry humans going at it. So I think it's going to be another notch from that.
Oh, I can't wait to see what this series has to offer. You know, regardless of who's in the lineup for Winnipeg, I still say Edmonton has the advantage just because, like Connor McDavid is on such a different level here for the last 2 months, Struds. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, he scored 35 points in 12 games, and you're just like, what? Or 13 games, excuse me. And you're just, like, it's almost 3 points a game for that long of a time. And he played every team in that span except Toronto. So, you know, it was Winnipeg, and he was scoring against the Jets for fun. I just don't see how the Jets can contain him. And Edmonton, the one big difference, and we'll get to a quick break, but the one difference I want to talk about later on that I think myself and others, when I went back and looked, I'm like, hey, wait a sec. I totally forgot he missed two games. There's a member of the Edmonton Oilers who I think is a key member of the team who was injured last year in the playoffs, who isn't injured now, and I think he's going to play a big role. And we'll talk about that coming up after the break. But first, here's Connor Halley, a SportsCenter update, brought to you by BIE Engineering, your structural engineering specialist. Whether you're in the process of a renovation or building your dream home, BIE can help you out. Go to BIEENG.com.